News and talk powered by the Pacific Northwest.
The Big Lead is brought to you by 3010 Weight Loss for Life.
The Dory Monson Show on Cairo Radio. This is The Big Lead.
I got some bizarre stories to tell you about in The Big Lead. Have you heard about this school out in Edmonds? This K-8 school?
What about it?
I've just got some details today. I'm going to go more in depth tomorrow. They just spent $50 million building a new K-8 school in Edmonds. Mm-hmm. It's all set for the kids this coming fall, but they're not going to be allowed to move in this coming fall.
Why?
Because there's some dispute with the local water district. They can't get together on something. And so they spend $50 million, one government agency, building the school. And here's another government agency, this water district, and it says something. I'm going through all the legal documents here, but it has something to do with the water runoff. And
so what's going to happen to all those kids?
They have to go to some closed school temporarily, and then whenever they reach an agreement with the water district, then they're going to have to move all of them to the brand new school. And I wonder how much that's going to cost taxpayers.
Not to mention how disruptive that could
be. It is a classic example of local government bureaucracy. So I'm going to have that for you in a few minutes. But the Sound Transit lawsuit is pretty interesting stuff. Let's get right into the Big Lead.
The Big Lead. Top story.
Well, I've been telling you for 22 years now that Sound Transit is the most criminally corrupt public agency in the history of the United States. I am not engaging in hyperbole. I truly believe that. Hopefully, some of that will come out when this class action lawsuit that has been filed against Sound Transit goes to court. One of the people who's supporting this lawsuit is State Senator Phil Fortunato, who joins us here on Cairo Radio. Senator, always good to talk to you.
Thank you, sir.
Okay, so we have about seven residents in the Puget Sound area who have united in this class action lawsuit. What can you tell me about it?
They voted a bill that referenced a MVET schedule that was repealed 10 years prior. So the only way that you could have known what that NVET schedule was to have a 10-year-old set of laws to look it up. So if they wanted to use that schedule, they would have had to incorporate it into the actual piece of legislation so people could see what they're voting on.
So, okay, so what you're talking about is the illegal way that Sound Transit calculates the value of vehicles. They can overtax people.
Well, what I'm talking about is the incorporation of that particular schedule.
Right.
By reference. So, hey, oh, we're including by reference RCW whatever. But the only reason, the only way that you would know that that was repealed was to try to look it up. I mean, it's not uncommon to have a piece of legislation that refers to an RCW. But the RCW is current law, not something that was repealed 10 years prior. So you mentioned the fact that you think this is the most corrupt organization. I agree 100%. There's nothing that these people could tell me that I will believe. Everything they tell me is fraught with deception. And so when they wrote this bill, so the question comes in is, did they know this purposely going in? And I believe it's not outside the realm of possibility that that was the case.
Okay. And so how much, I saw a figure that they have overtaxed people an estimated $240 million by using this revoked taxation schedule. Is that right?
Well, that's about the total amount of money they've collected so far.
Right.
So we're saying that, okay, if the thing was illegal to begin with, the law is invalidated, we want our money back.
And Sound Transit, of course, says that if they have to start paying back hundreds of millions and cancel out future billions in illegal taxation, they won't be able to deliver what they promised to the voters.
Right, which is true, which is would be a godsend to us, to be honest with you. I mean, I'm not a big transit person. I believe that you can't solve a 21st century problem with a 19th century technology. Transit can never reduce congestion, because if it did reduce congestion, people would then drive because the roads wouldn't be congested. And if this is overturned, if we are successful and this is overturned, they're going to be screaming that they have a whole bunch of projects out there. We already started this. We already issued these bonds. How are we going to fix it? I have the legislation to fix this. So I have a draft legislation that incorporates all the stuff that we already passed in the Senate and to deal with this. It modifies the – it has a opt-out provision. So if you're a city or an area that you want to opt out of Sound Transit, you should have that right. It has an elected Sound Transit board. It modifies the MVET schedule if that's what they want to do. But remember, people would have to then vote again to approve this. So the whoever you elect this November and send to the legislature, they would have to vote on a Sound Transit fix.
Right.
So the question comes in is, who are you going to elect? You're going to elect people that are in the back pocket of Sound Transit, or people that are in represent the taxpayer?
Well, they haven't done anything as an agency to represent the taxpayer for 22 years now. And the taxpayers keep voting yes on Sound Transit 2, Sound Transit 3. Why do you believe that after 22 years of being successfully bilked, why do you think the taxpayers all of a sudden are going to stand up to Sound Transit in their criminal ways?
Well, I mean, I don't know that for sure. All I know is that if we're successful, taxpayers are going to get another whack at it. And the polling shows that Sound Transit wouldn't be approved if it was ran today, even in downtown Seattle in some polls. So who knows? I mean, but the taxpayers deserve another whack. And certainly we deserve the right to opt out. I don't want to be paying. My district is 65% in Pierce County. Pierce County people are paying for projects in King County, and the nexus that Sound Transit says is, well, if we move these people in King County, that's going to benefit people in Pierce County. That's the benefit Pierce County gets. So they purposely included my district, which voted 65% against Sound Transit, in order to get my taxpayers from my constituents to fund their projects.
Right.
So, I mean, the entire 31st District, we get a parking garage in Sumner. That's what we get for $54 billion.
Oh, I understand. Look, in my neighborhood, they're going to put in a parking garage as well, which is going to destroy the character of the little suburb I've lived in for 30 years now. Yeah, but the people of my neighborhood, I'm sure they would vote for it because it's they are very pro-transit neighborhood. And even if it's going to destroy the neighborhood, but Sound Transit doesn't care about any of that stuff. Sound Transit just wants to get their hands on this money any way they can.
Yeah. Well, and remember, most of this money is going to buy dirt to put train tracks on. So it's buying the most expensive right-of-way in the entire state. And by the way, when they do that, they are removing it from the tax rolls. Now, I can't figure out why, if you build a road that hurts transfer education, but if you take all this land off the tax rolls, that transit doesn't hurt education.
Yeah, no, you're right. Every property they take through eminent domain will no longer be taxed. And it just goes on and on and on. Okay, so what's the next step for this lawsuit?
Well, I don't know. That's why we have, you know, the guys that are doing this, Joel and Joel Ard and Professor DeWolf, are the brains behind this thing. I mean, the lawsuit is based on Professor DeWolf's testimony that he gave when we did those hearings. We had that investigative hearing. So a lot of the stuff that came out was the result of those hearings. And Professor DeWolf made the argument on how it was unconstitutional. So, and Joel Ard and him are also working on the 940 lawsuit. So these guys are great legal minds. So that's their bag. My thing is, and I believe they will be successful. If they are successful, what are we going to do to fix it? So, I mean, we are going to wind up getting stuck finishing these projects that they already have, but we're no more new projects. Whatever projects you have, we'll spread that out. You know, amortize, we'll change the schedule. The amount of tax would be a lot less because we're only going to be paying for stuff they fixed, they started. And then if they want, they would have to do another sound transit four to extend it.
Okay. Yeah, and we'll see if the voters could be fooled yet again. All right, Senator Phil Fortunato, keep me posted as this thing moves forward.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Thanks for your interest.
I'm very interested in anything that would take down sound transit. All right, Senator Phil Fortunato joining us. Next up in the Big Lead.
The Big Lead.